This is the National Daily.
Welcome to October 16th, 2020 on the National Day calendar. Today we celebrate rebels with cause and a healthy expression of our competitive spirit. More after the break.
Things that are soft. Clouds, puppies, pillows, hand sanitizer. No, really. SafPower hand sanitizer cream is made with cold-pressed safflower oil. SafPower moisturizes and rejuvenates your skin while also protecting you from harmful germs. For more on the difference you can feel, visit safpower.com.
American Noah Webster is best known for publishing a compendious dictionary of the English language in 1806. His belief that the English spelling rules were unnecessarily complicated led him to compile the American English spellings, which we take for granted today unless we run across words such as color with an extra U or center with an R-E ending. This task took 27 years to complete and required Webster to learn 26 languages, including Old English, German, Greek, Italian, Arabic, and Sanskrit. He also added American words such as skunk and squash that did not appear in British dictionaries. And he argued with the great minds of the day about the idea of climate change and his fierce opposition to slavery. On National Dictionary Day, we celebrate this original rebel of words.
Organized sports were introduced to the world at the first Olympic Games in ancient Greece. The first events were based on training for war and hunting. Races, wrestling, jumping, and javelin throwing. And that's a good thing, because it became a way for people to prove who was better and hash out differences without hurting one another with weapons. Sports are cathartic and bring people together. You can see it at most amateur and professional sporting events. Athletes scream and yell and try to beat their opponents, but when the game is over, they congratulate one another. They laugh, they shake hands, and hug. Because in the end, we're all human, and that's what counts. On National Sports Day, celebrate the spirit of friendly competition.
Hey, tomorrow it's National Mulligan Day.
It's do-over day.
Yeah. If you'd like to know more, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com. I'm Anna DeVere.
And I'm Marlo Anderson.
Thanks for joining us as we celebrate every day.
See you tomorrow.